Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the Vikings of America show. This is Screwdriver. Bill is not here. He had to take his mom to a doctor's appointment. But I got some interesting stuff here. The first one I'm going to play, is it illegal to be a biker? I think not, but you should listen up in case you plan on going to Vegas.
Is considered public property here or private property? Okay, and okay, you're the one who told me that I needed to show some respect.
Have you said, don't want to have me interrupt an officer while he's working.
Did you notice me interrupting the officer?
Yeah.
So too close to the officer. Okay, because I may be a threat to him or...
You're just in the way.
Is this considered public property here or private property? Okay, and this is Cashman. Cashman owns this? Okay, and did Cashman request for you guys to be here to identify new patches? No? Who may I speak to? Who's in charge here?
The sergeant right behind you.
That gentleman over there?
Yeah.
Okay, I would like to have him.
Talk to him.
Okay. I would like to know what you're doing here. It looks like you're giving tickets to some motorcyclists. Is that the case?
No, and I can't discuss anything that I'm doing with somebody that doesn't involve you directly. Frankly, it's their business, and if they want to talk to you, they can.
Like you're taking pictures, making people take off their clothing and that sort of thing.
I'm sorry to see that you see it that way, but I don't know if everybody else sees it that way, the way you see it. So, you know, I don't know how to answer to that because you're asking me to interpret what it is that you see.
Country and everyone in our community. We have never been in trouble. None of us have ever had any sort of biker incidents or anything. The only time we've ever been harassed by anyone or bothered by anyone is here in Vegas by the PD. For nothing being in a fight.
What it was like to be in Vegas wearing a patch or any kind of club support gear. Four guys were detained and had stripped, taking pictures of their tattoos right out in public. The next one is tips when you're stopped by the police.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I see your license or registration, please?
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Gresham, for someone who carries a gun in a lot of jurisdictions, that would be the perfect way to handle it. How are you, Tom?
Miles, this is the thing that people ask me about all the time. I know they do you. I'm driving along. I've got my permit. I have my gun on. It's a traffic stop. What do I do? There's got to be right ways and wrong ways to do this.
Well, first, next time, wait till the officer tells you to take the seatbelt off.
Or you can get a ticket for that, yeah.
Absolutely. Here's the deal, Tom. You really have some conditional branching going on there. In 50 states, we've got a 50-piece patchwork quilt of laws that govern this. Some states, Arizona, Texas, Michigan, you're required by the law to advise any officer you have business contact or professional contact with that you're carrying.
Right.
The best way to do that is exactly what you just did, the permit and the license together. The reason is the old advice of tell the officer, I've got a gun, is going to have a very negative
effect.
Well,
what's your reaction? I've got
too.
A gun. Yeah, not good.
The other problem you've got to worry about, particularly in a night stop, you see the veteran officer come up that you're going to have a conversation with.
Sure.
And you don't realize his nervous young rookie just out of the academy has come up the other side of the car, and all he hears is the word gun.
Okay.
So your best bet is simply handing over the permits together.
All right. Now, if the officer asks me to get out of the car, how do we do that?
If the officer's asked you to step out of the vehicle, everything has changed. It means that either there's been some careless operation of the vehicle, and there is probable cause to believe you may be driving impaired.
So if you ask me to get out of the car, I'm probably going to say, officer, I am carrying, you know, I have a permit, I am carrying. How do you want me to proceed?
The sequence I'd recommend would be, you know, certainly, officer, However, I'm licensed to carry. I do have it on. Tell me how you'd like to handle it. Certainly, officer, you're beginning with compliance and deference to the officer's authority.
Right.
Remember,
right.
He does not know who you are, and he can't see that halo over your head that you know is here.
I know I'm a good guy. He doesn't know it.
They still aren't teaching telepathy in the academy, Tom. It's an amazing thing.
Okay, so I'm asked to get out.
When you say, I'm licensed to carry, the operative term is licensed.
Right.
I'm a card-carrying good guy. And no scary G word that frightens young policemen.
Okay.
I do have it on. You're being totally upfront and compliant with the officer. And finally, you end as you began. Tell me how you want to deal with us, and we have total compliance.
All right.
Now step up, and we'll show you real quick what we'd be looking for. I want the hands to stay in sight. Sir, tell me where your weapon is.
It is on my right hip, up behind this vest.
Okay, place your hands flat against the windshield, please. Do not move. The officer will remove and secure the weapon. Now, that often does not happen. It's the officer's judgment. Most of the time, if I have no reason to believe there is any risk, I'll simply say, certainly, just leave it where it is and don't put your hands near it. Some officers will choose the option of controlling the firearm until they know things are squared away.
And people need to understand that this is not something personal about them. It doesn't mean you're a bad guy. The officer just wants to go home safely each night.
It's the nature of the job, my friend.
You bet. And then probably the officer is going to say, you know, go and sin no more. Very good. I think this is one of the things that people really want to know about. And it's actually simple if you use common sense.
Understood.
Technical difficulty, but we're going to play a song while I fix it. This one is Sing This City Home by Stormy Montana. Almost got it. Play one more. Should have it done here by now. This one's by Mike Pease, the big homie, and Stone Capone. It's called Bump My Hits. I almost got this thing taken care of.
It's Mike Pease and Stone Capone. It's that real hood music, man. And this is our single. You know they say bumping our hits on it. Shot.
I'm waiting for a couple of callers, so I'm going to play one more by Mike P, the big homie.
Phil? Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, man? We're over here at the hideout in Fort Collins. We've got a guy named CC Flynn. He's a one-man band over here, just shredding it. Really good stuff. Got Tasha sitting over here at the table. I don't know if she can hear you or not right now.
I can hear you.
Okay. Okay. I guess I need to move away from her because I'm giving you a little bit of reverb. I am going to go. I've got a couple pictures she has signed. I'm going to go give to some people. Can you mute me for a minute, Phil, so she can start yammering at you because I might get loud next to the band.
Go ahead.
Right on, man. Thanks.
Uh-huh. So what's up
there,
you?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
Yeah? This is a pretty cool little place here. Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to get away because there's way too much going on with that music right now. Hold on, Bill. This is a... Hold on, Bill.
The music is too loud to be able to hear anything.
Well, I just want to kind of hear you. I was expecting you to be this loud. Hey. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and keep talking.
See if you guys, it's really bad. See if you guys can figure it out.
He can hear you. Oh, sure. I can't hear something. You got me muted still, Phil, or are you there?
Hey, you guys are still there. See if you can figure out that background noise, and I'm going to play a song while you do that, all
right? Right on, man. First thing, we're going to run her to the vehicle real quick.
Okay.
All right, she's calling back.
Jump on my top.
life, homie. I love this life. I just ain't rapping this shit.
Yeah, are you there?
Oh, hey.
You still had some noise in the background. You all right now?
Goodness, that'll teach me to call again when they have a live band playing.
that's not a good move.
Good Lord. Jimmy Criminy. Anyway,
so
what's going on?
Not much.
Yeah?
Not much.
Well, I'm glad I was able
just
to call
been playing,
tonight.
Sorry?
I'm glad I was able to call in tonight.
Yeah, which number are you?
Which what?
Number are you calling me from?
Mine.
786?
Yeah, my cell phone.
Right?
Oh, okay. Mine is the 8218.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I muted him because he's got too much background noise.
Gotcha. Yeah, and he was trying to move away from him, and wow.
Yeah.
All righty then. So.
So what's going on? What's the haps?
Good Lord. You know, there's actually been quite a bit going on. You're too close to me. So, right now I've got a shoot coming up with Knuckle Up. That's kind of fighting gear type of thing. And, you know, the one thing that really kind of irritates me when people promote either companies or products, they know nothing about it. They don't take an interest in even learning about it. I like to do that. So told Ryan that, hey, this is what I've got coming up, and what can we do to get me kind of more familiar with the product itself and everything. So he was looking around and found an awesome gym who he thought was the best fit ever, Rock House Training Center in Fort Collins, and hooked me up with Court Bolton, who is, he's amazing. He's just amazing. So I've been kind of sitting back and watching everybody kind of learn the lingo a little bit and just watching a bunch of fighters, and they're awesome. This is incredible. I had no idea what they all went through to train. And I have a healthy respect for them now. So
yeah.
They really do put themselves out there, and I'm speechless. When I had no idea it was anything like that. So that's what I've been kind of doing, just preparing for this shoot coming up. You know, I'm really kind of getting antsy every time I go in there. I've been in there probably about a week, kind of looking around, and like I said, kind of holding back a little bit and watching everything, and I'm getting psyched. I mean, the training these guys and girls go through is just ridiculous. The Court is, he's, like I said, he's amazing. And I just watch what he does with all of them and how they interact. I can't say enough wonderful things about him. So that's what I've got going on. And, just kind of hanging out there pretty much every night. Just kind of getting the feel of it. So I, when it comes time for the shoot, I kind of look like I know what I'm doing. You know, it's always nice. But,
Yeah, that always helps.
Exactly. but yeah, so what about you?
Nothing. I just, I heard some news today that one of somebody went to Court today and was asked if they drove to court and said no. So when he was done, they went outside and saw him get on his motorcycle, and $15,000 later,
wow,
got charged with perjury because they swore him in. So if you, this is just a word of note, if you go to court, have somebody drive you. If you got troubles, have somebody drive you. Don't drive yourself. It just opens up another can of worms.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, did you hear?
Awesome.
Did you hear the one earlier about the, it's illegal to be a biker?
No.
All right, let me cue that up, and then I want you to listen to this. And when this happened in Vegas,
okay.
And one of my Tiger Lily from Quick Throttle sent this to me, but this is a video she made. She recorded this, but this is a video she made, and it's what it's titled "Is It Illegal to Be a Biker?" So it's she produced this video, but some of the comments are you thinking of weekend getaway in Las Vegas? Check out the Las Vegas PD definition of civil rights violations. And what I'll do is I'll play this right now.
Okay.
This is just what happens day-to-day stuff. So if anybody asks you, you'll be knowledgeable about it.
You told me that I needed to show some respect.
What this is they're at the Cashman Center, and four guys in a new club were walking around, and they were in the bathroom, and somebody said something like, hurry up or whatever, and the cops thought he was talking to him. And this is where it picks up outside the washroom.
Okay.
We're interrupting officer while he's working.
Did you notice me interrupting the officer?
Yeah.
Too close
to the officer.
Oh, too close to the officer. Okay. Because I may be a threat to him, or
you're
pictures of all their tattoos.
And it looks like
like you're taking pictures, making people take off their clothing and that sort of thing.
I'm sorry to see that you see it that way, but I don't know if everybody else sees it that way, the way you see it. So, you know, I don't know how to answer to that because you're asking me to interpret what it is that you see.
Well, I'm watching it. What I see is they're making the fucking guy strip to the waist so they can take pictures of their tattoos. What part doesn't he understand?
Right.
Now, she asked him, when you guys are done with him, can I speak to him? They said yes. So when they were done with him, they told them guys, you're not to speak to her.
What did they do, you guys? Did they, keep on moving because you guys had to get them? They're going to arrest you guys, and you guys didn't even do anything?
You're going to arrest me.
Okay.
Me and Bob get arrested.
Does is to service our country and everyone in our community. We have never been in trouble. None of us have ever had any sort of biker incidents or anything. The only time we've ever been harassed by anyone or bothered by anyone is here in Vegas by the PD. For nothing being in a fight.
Basically, what it was, these guys are a new club, putting a patch, and they had visible tattoos. Why they did it. So, what do you think of that?
That is crazy. Yeah. Can you send that to me by any chance or send the link or anything?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because my phone is absolutely horrible and I caught about half of it.
Yeah, I put it up in the chat room, but I'll send it to you.
Perfect.
But I got another one. Wait. Okay, hang on. I got to go somewhere else for that one.
Okay. And hey, while you're looking that up, Ryan's away from the noise now, just so you know.
Okay. I'm going to unmute him while I'm looking for this.
Perfect.
And then I guess we have Court on the line also.
Oh, cool.
Hello, Court, is that you?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Ryan's still got all the background noise. What's he doing?
Well, he said he was away from it.
So, Court, Tasha was telling us about your program. Can you give us a little? Can you give us a little more, please?
Well, what we do, I have a boxing team, a mixed martial arts team, and we teach a couple other martial arts and some conditioning classes in there. And Tasha's been coming in, watching. And just kind of seeing what we do for, I guess it's been about 3 days now. And we'd really like her to start. Tasha, if you're interested, we'd really like you to come and join us.
Oh, really? That's me. I would love to. That would be awesome.
Yeah, those are actually good workouts. My friend Todd has a gym over here called Blackline.
Uh-huh.
MMA. He trains MMA fighters.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. I would love to. Just from what I've seen in there, it looks like a hell of a workout. Workout is a not the word I'm looking for, but yeah, I would love to, absolutely. Thank you so much.
That would be fantastic. We'd all absolutely enjoy that. That'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. I would love to. Oh, my.
Yeah, I posted that flyer she sent me.
Oh, you're awesome, Didn't Bill.
So right now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I know.
Yeah, right now we got 21,933 in the United States. Canada, we got 3,237. Australia, we got 1,834. Germany, we got 1,725. United Kingdom, we got 641. New Zealand, we got 543. France, 404. Brazil, 377. Russia, 302. Switzerland, 273.
That's awesome.
Sweden, we got 103. Oman, we got 104. So you guys are going worldwide right now. India, we got 170.
And where?
India.
Oh, cool.
Denmark, we have 263. Switzerland, we got 920. So yeah, you guys are South Korea. We got 3,468. So we're pretty rock solid around the world right now.
I guess so. That is awesome.
That's
outstanding. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
So yeah, anything you'd like to advertise, send it to me and I'll post it for you.
Okay.
Thank
Very
you, sir.
Cool.
I sure do appreciate it.
And. Ryan's ready when you are, Phil.
Okay, buddy, you quiet now?
Oh, hell, I hope so, man. Tell you what, between the wind blowing all the damn time and the music over here, it's ridiculous. But, hey, what do you do?
Are you sitting in the hot, humid car with the windows up now?
No. Tasha's sitting in the truck, and she's got my ass outside. I'm out here walking around like the guy that's getting his ass chewed, saying, yes, honey, and she's sitting in the car over there.
You kid, you deserve what you tolerate.
Exactly. What I wanted to throw out there to everybody that's heading to Sturgis right now, if you're taking I-25 towards South Dakota, if you swing by the Hideout Patio Bar and Grill, the owner over here has stepped up, and he's got what he's calling the Kasha Special. You pull in here to get the Kasha Special, you're going to get a half-pound burger and fries for $7. So it's a kick-ass little bar, definitely biker-friendly, and it's awesome. They got live music every night, huge parking lot. You could not fill this thing up probably, I'd say, I don't know, a couple hundred bikes would probably be sufficient to get it pretty well packed. Great little mom-and-pop restaurant, bar and grill. Good bunch of people. So, yeah, the Kasha Special, anybody that comes in and says that, we're going to kind of keep track and see how we do. And, you know, hopefully people coming down the road will look it up. It's in Fort Collins, Colorado, off of Highway 14 and I-25. So I'll post the link with the exact address. But it'd be great to have some people stop in and get that Kasha Special and a half-pound burger for $7. That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah. Did you hear that story I played about, is it illegal to be a biker?
I did.
Oh, to go back to that. Tourists won't be bothered if they're not in a gang and they don't have any tattoos. That's like basically everybody's got tattoos. But according to Nevada law, the characteristics of a gang are letter A, has a common name or identifying symbol, B, particular conduct status and customs indicative of it, and C, engages in felonious activity. But what I saw and I listened to is under Nevada law is coercion, which is a felony, seeing who they are, the biggest gang out there.
They've got those laws so damn twisted in particular. You know, because one jackass gets pissed off about something, and it pretty much locks everybody else up because they're the loudmouth of the bunch. It's a little bit out of control, honestly.
Yeah. Four friends that I had taken off their motors, they were downtown by the beach when I was coming home. In the car, they were in cars, talking a beat now on second shift. They love me.
I don't know. Things are a little crazy. There's a few places out here that I won't mention any names, but are trying to get away from the bikers because the town's getting pissed off because the bikers are rolling in with their loud pipes. And what they don't realize is that, you know, all of these idiots with their stereos cranked at 800 decibels aren't paying attention or running these bikers off the road, and those pipes are keeping them from doing that. So they get pissed off and listen to their BS music all hours of the night, but, you know, a bike drives by and they call in noise ordinance. So, what's the crap?
Yeah, it is. You count that.
Welcoming anybody on a bike trying to run them out of town. Because they spend money. If you treat them right, they'll spend money. If you treat them like shit, you ain't going to get shit.
Exactly. And it's, you know, obviously a very tight-knit biking community. You know, word gets around pretty quick, and then those same businesses are trying to get on their knees and beg everybody back and, you know what, piss on them.
Yeah, they tried that in Myrtle Beach. It didn't work out too good for them.
Yeah.
They got North Myrtle Beach and South Myrtle Beach. North Myrtle Beach did more business than South Myrtle Beach.
Right.
If you cross the street, you broke a law. If you stayed on one side, everything was cool. If you went to the other side, that's when they started getting nitpicky.
Yeah.
But, you know, you were talking about loud pipes in New Hampshire the other day. Let me tell you about that one. And, Court, I don't mean to cut you off. We're going to come back to you in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want to hear more from you, hon.
Well, they went to Seacoast Harley-Davidson in New Hampshire, went to court and got an injunction so they couldn't give out any more tickets for a lot of exhaust. So they went to the dealer, the local hog chapter, went back to the dealer. Everybody had bikes. When they tested the bikes with the decibel machine, none of them passed, and these were all stock pipes from Harley-Davidson. So it just goes to show you that I think they rigged the machine so nobody passes.
Yeah. You know, it's one more way to get somebody pulled over and get some more revenue going.
Yeah, exactly.
Crap.
Yeah.
Well, they went to a county court judge and they played a video, and he said he couldn't hear the bikes on the video, so he didn't know why they were in court. So they won the injunction.
Yeah. Crap.
Wow.
You know, they require those guys to emit 80 decibels. I mean, my bike's that when I started up. A little more, but I'm not going to say what it is.
Right.
Over there, in a state loud level of 106, out here in California, it's 80, depending on the year of your bike, it's anywhere from 77 to 86.
Half these kids walking around with their radios pumping in the little Nissan Sentra are three times as loud as that. Nobody complains about that crap. Oh, I got to tell you, you'll get a kick out of this. All those kids that go around pumping all that bass and everything. I've got this 74 F200 Highboy that I rigged up 12-inch woofers in the bed that I flip a toggle switch. One of those guys pulls up behind me. I crank my radio with a little bit of, you know, Attica 7, Disturbed, Pantera, something like that. Flip that toggle switch, and they got two 12-inch woofers pointing at them, and they get the point real quick and turn that radio down. I kind of enjoy that.
Oh, that's funny.
When I ask them, I say, can you fucking hear me? And then when they say, they turn on the radio, and I say, which way is the beach?
Oh, hell.
So back to Court, how did you get started in this and what brought it about? How did you get hooked up with Kasha?
Well, excuse me. I been doing this for 23 years now, and I was in the Army for 8 years and got out and started a gym, and I've been doing that since. And Ryan called me one day and said, hey, we'd like to talk to you about some stuff that we have going on. And Ryan and I hit it off, and then I got to meet Kasia, and she's fantastic. One Aww. Of the things, I mean, we talked about, I mentioned earlier that we'd like her to come over and start training with us. I'm going to have to go here in just a minute because I got another class I got to go teach here in just a minute. And Kasia, we sure would like you to come over this evening if possible. And
no.
start working with
you.
Us. Or
yeah,
as soon, if you, tonight would be fantastic. And we can go from there.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Nothing like just diving into it. So I guess I will.
So.
Well, thank you. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Okay.
I look forward to seeing you over there.
Well, yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
So, and Phil, well, I sure do appreciate you having me on here, and I'll get with Ryan, and we will definitely send you some links. Thank you very much.
Yeah, send me some of your stuff. I'll post it for you.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I sure do appreciate it.
Phil, you're awesome.
Hey, don't call me sir. I work for a living.
Got it.
All right, but you have a good night, man. Be safe.
All right, you too. Thanks. Bye.
All right, thanks, Court. I'll see you in a bit, honey.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I didn't realize he had something happening a little bit later.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we gave him a holler, and I told him briefly, I said, you know what, here's the deal. I've got a model that I work with in Colorado. She's got a photo shoot coming up with Knuckle Up Fight Gear. And anybody around here that knows Kasia knows when she finds out about something, she goes out there and she learns everything about it. If it's an event, she's calling the family, going out and having dinner, learning about that. This was no different. So when she called me up and said, hey, you know what, this Knuckle Up, I want to learn how to fight. I'm thinking, oh, God. So I talked to Court about it, and he pretty much, you know, he came across in the same way. He says, you know what, we've got some fighters in here. I'll talk to them about it at the tight-knit group. We want to make sure that when she comes in, you know, we don't have any issues. Well, she went in, and honestly, the fighters originally are like, you know what, we've got this beautiful girl coming in that's a model, and we've heard this before. A model wants to come in and work out. They last a couple days. They want to leave. And just in the time that she's been over there watching them, hanging out, asking them questions, and, you know, the thing that kind of cracks me up is, while they're doing their routine, she's not there to do a routine. She's there to learn about what they're doing. She was off on the sidelines doing the same type of stuff, not because she was told to, but because she wanted to and she wanted to learn how it all happened. And it's neat watching how now the fighters are accepting her. They're coming over and talking to her more, and they've kind of brought her into their little group. And to sit on the sidelines and watch that as a manager, I'm proud as hell for the fact that not only did she step up to learn about it, but she stepped up to the point where she's being accepted and they're wanting her to continue what she's doing. And that says a lot for her character and what she's got going on. And that also says a lot for the group that Court's working with and how open they are to new things and ideas and how willing they are to accept somebody to come in and do what, you know, what they're doing.
Right. That's good, though. So, I mean, hands-on works.
Exactly. Absolutely. And she has always said that, you know, you get some fashion model up there that's modeling something or, you know, whatever the situation is, you can tell that they don't know what the hell they're doing. We had a guy call up that wanted her to do a shoot with some firearms. So I like shooting. She says, let's go shooting. So we, you know, same thing. Went out, she did some shooting, figured out that she loves it. And, you know, but that's just how she is and what she does, and it makes me happy to work with her. But I hope that everybody else realizes that, you know, a lot of models are out there doing what they do best, which is looking good and being awesome, and I totally respect that. I've got somebody here that is going out there and learning about the industry, busting her ass at it and still doing what she does best, which is looking good and being awesome. So, you know, I see nothing but good stuff coming up in her future, and hopefully she keeps doing what she's doing.
Okay.
Thank you. You're the best manager anyone could ever have.
She's full of shit. But we've got some other stuff that's going to be coming up. Of course, you know,
Gotcha.
Last month.
Yeah.
Hey, Gotcha, wait. Remember what I said earlier, you deserve what you tolerate.
Remember what? I'm
very
sorry.
True.
You deserve what you tolerate.
Oh, well, yeah, that's actually, that's a good one. Well,
I'm just busting his balls, he knows.
Oh, yeah, I'm picking up what you're laying down. She may not be at this point, but
we'll
draw
her
a picture with the crayons later.
Exactly. No, you're going to have to tonight because my phone keeps cutting in and out, and I can hear like half of a sentence, and it's so irritating. That's why
well,
I said earlier you got to send me that link.
Okay.
Well, right now she's on bikercraft.com is Miss July. They just called me up this morning and said, hey, we want to run her again for Miss August because they had such a huge turnout, which is awesome. But they're going to be starting a page specifically for her called Crap in Kasha's Closet, because Russ and Cindy over at Biker Crap do, I guess the best way of phrasing it is after ride wear for women.
Exactly.
Real sexy net tops, things like that. So we're going to have a webpage dedicated to her here in just a few days, hopefully, if we get this next photo shoot wrapped up, to where it's going to be Crap in Kasha's Closet, and women can go on there or guys can go on there and get birthday, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever your deal is, presents. And, you know, hopefully we get that rolling, and we should have her website up by this Friday. So we're really pushing for that, too. She keeps getting her pictures booted off of Facebook because you've got the one person that can't stand to look at anybody that's cute that keeps calling in and bitching. So once we get the website, we don't have to worry about any of that. And that'll be KashaJordan.com. Hopefully that kicks off on Friday. So,
all right, send me the links.
I will. As soon as I get that up and running, I will send all of that stuff over to you. And what
okay.
I'd like to do, too, is I've already got it set up on the page that the Bikers of America has got its own dedicated page. So all of her photos are on there, and any information that you want to send to me, we'll throw up on that page. And you guys have been awesome as far as supporting her and getting the word out about her.
Yes,
and
you have.
And wanted
you have
to make sure you had a page.
Amazing.
So anytime somebody right-clicks to steal a picture, it'll come straight to you. So
okay.
Works out pretty slick.
Yep.
Yeah. Sarah's been getting a lot of hits, but she sent me some new pictures the other day, and I haven't had a chance to post them yet. But she's not doing as good as you were doing, but she's doing good.
You know, Sarah is absolutely amazing. She's gorgeous. Probably the favorite picture of her is the one where she's on that black bike. Just, she's awesome. So
yeah, that's my favorite.
Only seen.
Well, I thought you were
going to
say because she was hugging me, but you know, that's just me.
Right. Well, you know. So, really, I think that we should work on something to get the two of them together for a shoot. I think that Sarah's amazing, Kasha's amazing, and I think the two of them would make one hell of a photo shoot. And whenever you got two hot chicks together, you can't go wrong. So
no, especially if I make you wait outside while we take the pictures.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Exactly.
Yeah, a situation like that, I might just wait outside. We'd have to see. But so.
Oh
okay.
Goodness.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
You gotta remember what I said. You deserve what you.
Exactly, and I totally agree with that. It's
I'm only breaking your balls, man.
Oh, I know it. No worries.
And see, once again, I missed it. Y'all were joking around something. My phone cuts out. Can't hear you. So I'm just gonna.
I told
him
that he
has
to wait outside while they took the pictures.
Oh, okay. So I did hear that. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, goodness. So what else is going on in your neck of the woods? You still heading out towards Sturgis, or are you going to be stuck in California?
No, I got three ships coming in, so I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been there, and it's really not what it used to be. I can't see
no.
I can't see spending 4 hours to walk one block because your asshole the belly button.
Right,
exactly. And the other thing is, all these people are bringing their kids along, and you're walking behind a family of ducks all in a single file, getting in the way of everything.
With about 15 strollers each.
Yeah, the last couple of years I was there, it isn't what it used to be. Not at all.
No. No.
So, you know, you've still got your hot spots. You've still got the, you know, Kitty Alley and Glencoe. You've got the Naked Mile, all that kind of fun stuff that still happens. You just got to stay out of downtown. And the stuff that's happening in a lot of the campgrounds still isn't what it used to be, although it's a lot better than being downtown.
Yeah, that sounds like right here where I'm at.
Yeah, which part?
Downtown.
Oh,
nobody's
okay.
Around until I show up. Then when I show up, they all come out of the woodwork. No
yeah.
more donut shop, no more coffee breaks. They're all sitting parked on the corner watching to see what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
But, so what else, what photo shoot are you waiting to finish? What's going on with that one?
Actually, I got a package in the mail today that Tasha hasn't seen yet. What usually happens is I treat her like a mushroom. I don't tell her what the hell's going on because 90% of the population doesn't ever follow through with what they say. So I get calls all the time, people wanting to do shoots, and they may not come through. So today I ended up getting a package in the mail with several outfits that she is to get photos taken in that they need to have back tomorrow.
Really?
So, yeah. So when we get done here, and I guess you're going to train after that, we're going to go do an impromptu photo shoot real quick and send a bunch of stuff out. And then,
do it at the gym.
Actually,
do it at the gym.
I might do that because I did bring
kill two birds with one stone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I might do that because I've got all the stuff with me, and I figured, you know, hell, the gym might be a good spot. I didn't think of that until you said it, but shit, what the hell. Get over there, do that shoot, send it out, and then if all goes well, it'll be posted, well, within the next
couple
days.
Well, you know, I'm not just a good-looking guy. I'm smart, too.
You're the whole package, Bill. What are you kidding?
Yeah. I'll agree with the smart part of it, but I don't want people to start talking, so I'll leave the other end of it alone. But, so, yeah, we'll be going and doing that. Hopefully she's not all sweaty nasty. But, you know, Kasha never gets that way anyway.
Oh, no, of course. I glisten. I glow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like to be a fly on the wall when you two are in the car alone.
Well, I don't know about that. People start talking.
I know it.
Yeah, you
get
it all. He's good publicity.
They're
exactly.
Talking right now. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He razzes me 24/7. That's all it is. He gives me
yeah.
crap.
And you know, when you work around somebody, it's been 10 years now we've been working together. So you get to that point, you know, if either one of us is in a relationship at the time, they just understand that either Kasha or me is going to be coming first sometimes, and they got to fucking deal with it. It doesn't always make for the best relationship, but hey, what do you do?
Yeah. I've
been working with her
start.
Longer than half. I've been with half my girlfriend. So.
I was going to say, not that I want to start shit, but your ex is kind of a bitch.
Well. Yeah, she also might be listening, and I don't want to sleep outside with the rest of the family. So.
Oh, of course.
But, no, it's one of those deals where we go someplace, and everybody's like, are you guys together? Not quite, although I'm sure millions of people across America would love to be in my shoes, but, you know.
Yeah, we rode in the same car. That's all you got to tell them.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yep. We roll in together, sometimes leave together, but that's as far as it goes. So.
Yeah.
Well, brother, it's your story. You tell it any way it sounds good.
Well, if that's the case, this one time, no, let's go. No, she's actually awesome to work with and very professional.
You better be careful. If she starts training at this gym, she's going to kick your ass.
I know, I'm going to say, man, watch out.
Yeah.
I got a class here in about 10 minutes, so, you know, come on now.
Yeah, don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, God.
If that's the case, Phil, I'll make sure I have one of my cameras set up. We'll get the whole damn thing on video for you.
Oh, good Lord. That'll be a sight.
Yeah, especially, yeah. I can picture that right now, but.
Does it make you laugh?
Yeah, I can picture him howling, please don't hit me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you do?
But don't use the back of your hand. Use your whole palm.
My whole palm?
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
Well, I'm trying to think of what else she's got going on, but that kind of got me sidetracked, and now my mind's somewhere else, and I don't know if I should be talking about that shit.
Well, you know you deserve what you tolerate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
One of these days, Phil, you and I will talk when it's not on the air, and you'll have a whole new perspective on things.
He'll never have me call up again.
I know it.
Yeah, that's not true.
The Hideout Patio Bar and Grill, anybody listening, heading to Sturgis, stop in, get the Kasha special. When I release her website, I'm going to, if it's okay with you, Phil, I'd like to send you the link first, have you throw it up on Bikers of America. What I will do is, of course, she doesn't do nude. This isn't a porn site. This is artistic photography. This is her having a good time getting some pictures taken. But there's going to be different sections. Some of it's a little sexier where we don't have to worry about a kid getting on there and seeing something that's going to piss off the family to, you know, start any shit. So we are going to have a section
There's a thing on there. There's a thing on there. That you, there's a disclaimer. If you have to prove your age. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And what we're going to do is, if you're okay with it, we'll get that website up and running, have you throw the link up. And for the first 24 hours, because she's going to have, basically, you're going to have a password to see a lot of the crap and be able to blog and talk with her, all that kind of stuff, see her calendar. What we'll do is we'll open that up for 24 hours, and anybody that comes on and send an email saying Bikers of America sent them, we'll throw the password at them for nothing. And
there you go.
See what kind of turnout we get from everybody. You know, it's going to be killer pictures. A lot of them are on her Facebook page. A lot of them aren't. But you know what? People can get on there and be able to talk to her, whereas nobody else will. We'll throw that up there for 24 hours if you're cool with it on your site first. And get that humping.
No worries. No worries. That works out. Just as long as they tell you they got it here.
Exactly. And, you know, if they're coming on there and that's what they mention is, you know, BOA sent us over or whatever along those lines, I got no problem throwing it out. The amount that we're going to be throwing out there money-wise isn't going to be much because I can't stand having to pay to get on the site. But at the same time, that keeps all the spammers and the bullshit away. So it'll probably be, you know, a couple bucks a year, if that. But at the same time, we want to show everybody out there how much we appreciate what you're doing. So through you, we'll do it for free for 24 hours.
All right, because we had 36,852 today.
Awesome.
Oh, really? Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
She had 9,172 today.
Very nice.
Good for her.
That's awesome.
She deserves it. She's hot as hell. She really is.
You know, the thing is that she's not only that. I mean, looks aside, she, like I said, you know, last time she was on there when I talked to her, she knows her stuff. So she's not just some girl getting up there looking cute, not knowing anything. She's been around bikes. I mean, she built them. She knows everything. So it's nice to have her up there, not only looking good, but knowing what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, when are you going to get your own 800-pound vibrator?
You know, when I started saying that, I thought, man, he's going to ask me.
Yeah, well, I gotta tell you, after that whole conversation happened, Phil, I gotta tell you that I tried to do something with the pickup. I pulled the front seat out of the pickup and I threw some speakers underneath, so when she's sitting there, she'd get some kind of vibration from a 2,000-pound vehicle. It ain't the same. I don't know if it's the way the fit is, but it ain't the same. So
Wait, no, you'd have to hypnotize her.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, she needs to. She looks good on the bike. I think she needs to get out there and get one of those courses handled. And if nothing else, we can go get her one of those little purple scooters with the red flag on the back of it that sticks up 10 feet above her head so she can cruise around town and get used to the feel of it.
There we go.
Oh, man. You deserve what you tolerate. Just slap them now.
I would, but he's not near me, so I don't know where he went.
Yeah, I learned my lesson already. I'm clear to hell on the other side of the parking lot.
I was going to say, I'm going to start to the parking lot here in about 2 seconds, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can get the cops out here. As much as I'm pacing out here in the middle of this empty parking lot, if I start shaking my fist a little bit, see how quick those sons of bitches show up.
Yeah, but you don't want to spend the night in jail.
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
I learned my lesson already.
But you ought to go on, not a plug for Bill's shop, but you ought to go and look at the bikes on Bill's shop. They got there's about six or seven sporties there. There's a couple of,
nice.
There's two. There's one burgundy one that's pretty nice, and there's a black one on the other side. And then there's one of them that's a wheelie bike. But you're not ready for that. But if I was you, I'd start out on sports for about a year or two, get used to it, and then upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. That's something.
Well, we just got a call a couple days ago. A guy's got a 1957 shovelhead, totally restored, and he says it's the best bike around. We're going to go check that out in the next couple days and hopefully get a photo shoot on that. That'd be pretty kick-ass.
Uh-huh.
So.
But, yeah, that's what I would do, take one of those courses. There's some out there where you got to bring your bike, but there's some that you can ride their bike. And out in California, you go Saturday and Sunday, and then Monday you walk into the DMV and smile, and they give you your license.
Right.
But they're trying to jack that around for anybody under, I think it's 18 right now.
Mm-hmm.
All across the United States, like Michigan just sent out an action alert today to repeal the helmet law, and I posted that earlier.
Did you?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the whole helmet law? You know, I hear about 50-50 from everybody.
I want a choice. I don't want to be told what to do.
Exactly.
That's kind of why I'm in the boat I'm in with all the attention I get.
Right. You know, you hear, you know, sometimes somebody will get in a wreck and, you know, the helmet saved their life, which could be just publicity. And then the next time around, if they hadn't have been wearing a helmet, it wouldn't have snapped their neck. You know, it's no different than a seatbelt. You wear a seatbelt, you could be thrown from the vehicle and saved, or you could be thrown and rolled on, or it could pin you and you burn to death. I mean, it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. And
that's it. All I want to be is able to have a choice. Like, one of the helmets I have still has the evidence sticker on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
The other one has warning and sensitive prick on the front of it, and the other one you can't see who I am.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but by gradually taking away this little bit of your choices and this little bit, pretty quick, you don't have shit left. You know, they've made all your decisions for you, and you're just a little robot doing whatever the hell Uncle Sam says. And I don't...
Yeah, well, we deserve what we... You know, when this first started, I got a ticket, and Bill was like, well, just pay the ticket. And I was like, no, I can't do that. He said, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to fight it. So that's how all that got started. And then about 6 months after that, I went down and had a meeting with Internal Affairs, and we got everything on track with those guys for 4 months, 11 days, and 6 hours until they gave another guy a helmet ticket where they threatened him with obstruction and all kinds of bullshit just to get him to take the helmet off. But
right.
The guy made him, the guy, they were standing behind, there was a billboard there for a thing at the beach. So when you pull up to the stop sign, you can't see him until you pass that billboard. And they're standing there, and then they just throw the finger at you and tell you to pull over, and then the fun starts.
Now, isn't that entrapment? Aren't they supposed to keep their ass in plain view in case there's an emergency?
No, it's called selective enforcement.
It's called horse shit.
Yeah, I got stopped the other day, and I was talking to the guy, and four guys on bicycles went right through the solid red. And I looked at him, and I go, what about those guys? Mm-hmm. I go, this is, I think this is selective enforcement because you just pulled me over. You're not going to give me a ticket. I haven't done anything. No, I just want to know who it was on the bike. I said, you already know who it was. And then he looked across on the other side. He saw the ball peen hammer. He goes, oh. And he called me by my name. He goes, we know about you. I said, oh, I know about you guys too.
Yeah.
So I came home and filled out two IA complaints and turned them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What people don't understand is when you fill that complaint, you take it in, you make two copies. You have them date stamp and sign one copy. That's the copy you keep. The other one you hand to them after they date stamp yours.
Mm-hmm. To make sure that goes through.
Right. And then if you don't hear anything in 10 days, you fill out a public service request and send them that. You don't hear anything in 10 days on that one, you contact the FBI and you send them one. You don't hear
mm-hmm.
anything from them, then you send one to the Department of Justice. And after the 10 days there, usually somebody comes and knocks on my door.
Right. So who you been talking to?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm walking around this parking lot. There's a bumper sticker right here that I want to read to you that, you know, I take it how you will.
okay.
Africa is full of lions. America has a lion African.
I'm not going to comment on that one.
No. You know, that's just like, I got this thing. Here, let me read this to you real quick. Let me find it. But this came out yesterday. It's from Obama. And let's see. Yeah, they called it the quote of the decade. Okay. Mm-hmm. He was way ahead of his time. A thinker with such foresight. Short and to the point. This is called the quote of the decade. The fact that we are here today to debate raising America's debt limits is a sign of leadership failure. It is a sign that the government, U.S. government cannot pay its own bills. It is a sign that we now depend on ongoing financial assistance from foreign countries to finance our government's reckless fiscal policies. Do you guys know who Fidelity Investments is?
Not really, no.
Okay. Fidelity Investments is backed by Communist China.
Okay.
They were sponsors of the show that Bill and I got thrown off of when Bill's tirade about Communist China.
You know, we're going to be in a hell of a bind if they ever decide to collect on their debt.
Oh, trust me. We're fucked now, so it can't get any worse.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Well, unless they get that bullshit small arms treaty done through. Well, the reason Japan
well, I got something about
World
that,
II.
Too.
Yeah.
I got another one after that. Is it a sign that we now depend on ongoing financial assistance from foreign countries to finance our government's reckless fiscal policies? Increasing America's debt weakens us domestically and internationally. Leadership means that the buck stops here. Instead, Washington is shifting the burden of bad choices today onto the backs of our children and grandchildren. America has a debt problem and a failure of leadership. America deserves better. That was by Senator Barack Obama in March of 2006. What is he doing about face, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of good things to say about anything right now.
No.
I don't want to get you in any trouble.
Well,
you're not
going to get in any trouble, trust me. There's one here. Let me find this one. Oh, okay. The Riverside, I don't know if you guys heard in the news about the Vagos Motorcycle Club were behind all the terrorist threats and the bombings and shit of the Riverside Police Department.
No, I didn't hear that.
Well, they offered their apology to the club for statements made last year that its members may have been involved in attacks on law enforcement officers in the Hemet area of California. In a statement Monday from Arthur Cunningham, legal counsel for the county, it was found that the club was not involved in the attacks. Any emotionally charged or colorful remarks made by or at the direction of the former district attorney who got fired during the heat of the investigation, which are expressly or impliedly offensive to the club, are unfortunate. So they tried to pin it on the club, and they had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Wow. That was pretty typical, really.
Yeah, if there was two bikers in a bar fight and six Marines got killed in Afghanistan, which one do you think would be on 11 o'clock news?
Right. Yep. That's absolutely right. Yeah, the whole news situation is a bunch of bullshit, too. They go off of what's going to sell the most. Nobody tells the truth anymore. Twist everything as much as you can to get your ratings up and piss on what's really going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, this one's out of Los Angeles. A reward offered for stolen military rifles. Federal authorities say they arrested several people in a theft of 26 AK-74 assault rifles taken from California's Fort Irwin Army Post. Also taken in a July 15th theft was a Russian-made Dragunov sniper rifle. The AK-74 is an improved version of the Russian-built AK-47. It was introduced by the Soviets in the 70s. Some arrests followed the interviews with employees at the arms store warehouse, but details weren't immediately available. So basically, they're offering a $10,000 reward to anybody that has information on where these weapons are. They arrested the people, but they can't find the weapons. Good move on their part. I had to wait till they had something or somebody was traveling with them. But then I go back to that ATF one where Operation Fast and Furious, where our own government is selling the guns to the Mexicans, to the cartels. So either way, we're fucked.
Yeah, we are. Absolutely.
And then because the guy spoke out about that with the ATF, he got fired.
Right. You know, the whole tell on your neighbor bullshit to get a reward is, they're going to put us in even more of a bind than we are now because they're still going to be out there illegally. People are still going to come across them. So let's take it away from all the law-abiding citizens and the people that pass their background checks and just let all the gangbangers and everybody else have them. It makes no sense.
Well, you know, there's another one, like Berkeley, California is going to have a motorcycle-only checkpoint.
Mm-hmm. Right?
They were given a grant by the Office of Traffic Safety to conduct, as they said, DUI checkpoints. But when you read this, police are reminding all motorists, well, actually, data has shown that the cause of motorcycle involved crashes often are speeding, unsafe turning, and driving under the influence. Another major factor leading to crashes in inexperienced riders. But they don't say anything about that. If you hear of a biker, it was the biker's fault until they figure it out, and then they apologize to the family that it went on news that your loved one was the one who caused the accident when it was some prick making a left turn who had on his way to Denny's.
Exactly. Yeah, well, he's got his left knee holding the steering wheel and both his hands are texting somebody. You know, I see that crap all the time. I'm surprised more people aren't run off the road because of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just like this one here. I was talking about the Fast and Furious. But 10 days before Christmas, ATF John Dotson woke, getting his morning coffee, switched on the TV news, and heard the words he dreaded every day, every month. He had been a member of the gun trafficking investigative team called the Group 7 Strike Force. The Border Patrol agent had been shot dead. The agent was 40, only a few months older than Dotson himself, an ex-military man who chose to serve his country by working for the U.S. government. They killed one of the border guys with the guns they sold him. What the fuck does that tell you?
Yeah. Well, here's one for you. I got a buddy of mine I was talking to the other day that used to do border patrol down there. And they had cleared out a whole bunch of trees and a whole bunch of basically shanty houses that had moved across next to Tijuana. They had come across the border there, and they were trying to push them back. They gave them 30 days to move back to their side of the border, and then they gave them another 30 days. And said, if you don't do it by this time, you're not in compliance, we're going to come bulldoze your shit down because we've got to put this fence up. Well, they went down there, and they had one of the guys was driving a dozer, and as he's going along in the dozer,
a guy on the other side of the border with a brick, smashed his head, and he threw it out of a tree, smashed his head. Before the guy tipped over off his dozer, he shot him with the .45. So the guy with the .45 is now being sued by the Mexican government because he used excessive force. What kind of bullshit is that?
Exactly.
It's crap. So it's totally ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, they bought 15,000 weapons in 15 months. Those guys were sitting in unmarked cars in the parking lot and then realized that they weren't there to stop the guns at all.
Yeah. You know, I've got no problem with immigrants at all. I've got some really great friends that have come over here from Russia, Mexico, wherever. I don't care. Come over here. Everybody is from someplace. But do it legally. Don't come over here because your country sucks so bad and then try to turn all the rules and regulations into exactly what your country was. You know, we try to cruise across the border and set up camp over there, you get shot. But we can't shoot anybody here because somebody in New York gets their feelings hurt because they don't understand what the hell's going on the other side of the continent.
Well, yeah, it's just like the other day, they over here, the governor decided that illegals could get the college to apply for grants for college and stuff, which I don't mind, but not to take it out of the country if they're going to stay here to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. Well, no lawyer, we got too many of them fuckers anyway. We can send a few of those back to their country. But doctors and people in the medical field, yeah, we need more of those.
Yep. Wow.
Well, I think it's, what I'm going to do is, let me play this song. This is one of my favorite ones, called Forever Angel, and then I'll be right back after this.
I'm about this one.
Oh, right on. Good song.
Okay.
Oh,
There you go.
That's
very
good.
Nice.
I like that one.
Yeah, I do too.
You got the link to that, don't you?
I do. I was going to ask you if you have that on a like MP3 format.
You can download that one.
Okay. I just want to make sure because I can put MP3s on her website, but I can't do anything else for some stupid reason. So if that's the case, I'd like to throw that up on Bikers of America's page on her website.
Yeah, you can do that, but let me get your permission first.
Okay.
Yeah, let me
that'd be awesome.
Whoever
yeah.
I have to talk to make sure that's cool. So.
Yeah, that'd be my department.
Okay. Yeah, check that out and give me the go ahead if it's cool.
Yeah. That has to come through with permission for that one.
Yep, no, that's understood.
Because you're going to be displaying some stuff with that video, and you got to get permission to do that. Otherwise, two of the biggest fucking guys you ever met in your life will break your legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want that. I've just, you know, been working on that whole walking thing. I don't want to have to start over.
Yeah, I don't want to call you. I don't want to call you Stumpy from now on.
Exactly. Well, even not so much the video as much as the song itself. Because on the page, she's going to have all of her photos up to look at, but to be able to bring the page up and hear that in the background, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, another one you might want to use is Charlie Baker's Ride.
Okay. I need that one, too.
You heard that one, right? Have you heard that one yet?
I don't think I have. Uh-uh.
All right, what we'll do is I'll pop that one out for you now, and then we'll close this up after we come back.
Right on.
This one, you can get this at bakersongs.com. Just send Charlie,
okay.
If you go to bakersongs.com and send Charlie an email, and
okay.
Just tell him he talked to me, he'll talk to you about giving you carte blanche.
Okay, perfect.
Air feels good on You'd have time to see something else.
Sure, if you want to get on a bike, go for a ride.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Now, what did you say the artist name was again?
Charlie Baker.
Charlie Baker, okay.
Yeah, I sent, before I could tell you, but I sent you guys an email that will explain everything. I sent it to Kasha.
Perfect. Oh, cool. Right on. Yeah, we'll
yeah as long as you don't use the video, you can play that other song.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah, and I'll make sure we don't do that. Not a problem.
Right.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's just that's a killer song. Awesome ballad. So, what the hell
yeah,
is going on out there?
Nothing. Nothing really.
Bill's kind of been off and on the show. Is he doing all right, or is his mom doing all right?
Yeah, how's his mom doing?
Yeah. She's doing all right. She had a couple of doctor appointments today. I seen him on my way home from work. And he
right
was
on.
Off to the powder coater.
Okay, very nice. What's he getting coated?
Somebody dropped off some parts to get powder coated, so I had to point him in the right direction.
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
yeah, I've only
he
talked to him, I think, once on here, so most of the time it's been you, and I've just been curious how he's dealing with his mom and all that.
No, she's doing all right. It's just that she's up there in years, and they want to take care of her the best they can.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
So everybody takes turns.
Mm-hmm.
But let me know, send me the stuff for that website so I can put that up, and then that linking me to you, that's cool too.
Okay.
That
yeah,
way I'll put that link in my friends column.
Okay. You know, as long as we got people, both of us getting, more people hitting us, I got no problem with it. That's what it's all about, networking that. But I wanted to throw out there, too, before we go off the air, getting started off in here in this bar with the music and all that kind of crap. Didn't mean to give everybody a whole shit ton of reverb. We thought it would be a little bit easier to work out of the bar than it was. They've got these steel doors, and it's just the reverb and the echo killed it. So my fault on that.
Yeah.
My apologies. Listening, so make sure that don't happen again.
Nah, don't worry about that. Some shit happens sometimes.
But
just like I said, send me the links, and then if you want to send me some pictures to compete for next week, the door's open.
You know I can't turn that down.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when we get those pictures done tonight, yeah, I might send you some of them, too.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll see how much I can twist your arm. We'll get you something.
All right, because right now there's three of them for a three-way competition for next week. You'd be number
very
four.
Cool.
Yeah.
All righty. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, so I'm going to let you guys go, and let me take us out with my other favorite song. Let me cue this up.
Well, I appreciate you having us on again, Phil, and everybody listening out there that's hitting the road, ride safe, man. There's some crazy bastards out there. Take it easy and watch for them, because they sure as hell don't watch for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can plug that restaurant again before I put this song on.
You bet. It's the Hideout Patio Bar and Grill in Fort Collins, Colorado, off of I-25. It's right off of Mulberry and Timberline. I'll post the exact address. Once again, the Kasha Special. $7 half-pound burger and fries. So hit them up, take advantage of it. Mom and Pop store, they, like everybody else, they could use the business.
Okay, and this song is by Biker Joe One. You might want to stick around for this one. But I'll talk to you guys Thursday and send me those emails. But if you never heard this one, check this one out.
Right on.
Okay, sounds
thanks
good.
Again, Phil.
Right.
We'll talk
thank
you, later.
You so much, Phil. Bye-bye, hon.
All right.
In the grocery store, all the kids look at me like they thought I was Santa Claus. And their mamas don't like it, so they turn the shopping carts around. Mama shoots me a dirty look, thinks I'm just a greedy rebel without a cause. But it's fear that mostly makes them people put us down. But I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. I like to kick the shit out of funkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. That's right. I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. And I like to kick the shit out of funkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. In the restaurant, the maitre d' gets nervous cause I ain't got on a tie. But who'd ever thought a hairy ass biker would drink French wine? I just finish off the steak and I have a glass of brandy and a slice of apple pie. Then I leave the biggest tip that the waiter's seen all night. Well, I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. And I like to kick the shit out of funkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bill.
All right.
You're welcome. All right. Bye, hon.